So automatic cuts, we've been debating, is this really going to happen? There's enough time baked in here where legislators can go in and tweak things if they really wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you've seen the White House do is try to kind of cut a middle ground here. They've said they will veto any attempt to undo those cuts, but they've also said that what happens to the defense sector is pretty onerous, and that if Congress wants to find another way to reduce deficits by that amount, they're okay with that. So, I mean, with all that in mind, you know, that we've got a good 12, 13 months before those cuts go into action. So a lot can happen in 13 months.
A lot can happen. Meanwhile, federal managers are left having to figure out how to get their budgets together and plan. Even though it's not going to happen for another year, year and a half, they still have to plan those budgets now.
Yeah, and that's correct. And also, we've still got, you know, 2012 spending isn't totally set yet. You know, that we have a short-term spending measure going through the middle of next month, and so they're going to have to deal with that in the next few weeks. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there for a lot of folks within the government.
Well, let's talk about that 2012 spending, if we could. The continuing resolution is going to be expiring next month, so now there's more tweaking and finagling to do just for the 2012 spending. Forget about the super committee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what I think we've seen this year has just been sort of one roadblock after another for certainty. I mean, we've had, you know, there was the April almost shutdown, there was the debt ceiling, and then there was the super committee. And so you've seen just for this entire year that, you know, the federal officials just sort of don't know what's going to happen week to week even. So I'm sure it's made things very difficult for them.
So what can we expect then from Congress over the next few weeks and months?
Well, one of the problems here is that the super committee was supposed to handle a lot of the expiring provisions that will expire at the end of the year, like the AMT patch, those sorts of things. And now that they didn't do that, and that would allow Congress to sort of concentrate on funding the government for the rest of the year. And now they have to handle both, and so there's only 3 weeks left once they get back next week until the CR expires. So you'll see a lot more on lawmakers' plates than that, and that might mean that the CR gets a little bit more of a short shrift than it otherwise might have.
We are talking with Bernie Becker. He is a tax reporter for The Hill and has been following these financial issues very closely. So when you say get it more of a short shrift than it otherwise would have, what do you mean, and then where will it go from there? What does that lead to?
Well, I think what we're hearing now is that, you know, the Senate and the House, there was this sort of argument over whether or not they would sort of cut up the spending bills into smaller bits. And now it looks like they're going to have to do a sort of a huger, what they call an omnibus, to fund for the rest of the year. And I guess I was just sort of saying that, you know, with all the other things that the super committee didn't handle, there's just a lot more on lawmakers' plate, and they're going to have to do a lot in the next 3 weeks. And, you know, otherwise the CR might have been the only game in town, but now that's just not going to be the case.
I see, because they have so many other things they have to deal with. The CR might, oh gosh, that can't slip through the cracks, though. I mean, they can't let that.
It won't slip through the cracks. It'll definitely be, you know, one of, if not the priority over the next 3 weeks. But there are just a lot of other things that, because the super committee failed, that there's just a lot of stuff to do now.
Since you've been following this in your career, where does this fall in the historical perspective of things? Is this really unusual to have all of these plates up in the air and so much uncertainty? CRs are nothing new, obviously,
yeah.
But this much uncertainty seems a bit unusual.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I think what we've found is that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Congress needs a deadline, and what they have is they have a lot of expiring things at the end of the year. They have this CR expiring, and at the end of the day, they'll work, you know, 24 hours a day when you go up against that last day. So, I mean, yes, I think it is sort of, it's a lot going on, but, you know, on some level, Congress is used to this. This is just sort of how they operate, and on some level, that might be why Americans aren't so fond of them.
Right. That might be why those polls numbers are showing what they're showing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, our audience, the federal managers, were wondering, what is it they can expect when it comes to their budgets and their spending? You were talking about the different priorities for Congress and how much is on their plate. Are lawmakers really concerned about handling budgets for different federal agencies and the federal government per se? Is that something that is top of mind for them, particularly as we're coming up on what is likely to be a contentious election in the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they would really like to get this done by for the entire year by next month. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of short-term CRs. This has been sort of, you know, the story of the year in a lot of ways. And I think both chambers are just ready to be done with it, to sort of move on to other things. I mean, these votes on the CRs have not been easy for either side. It's been some embarrassing moments for both. I think they would just like to get this over and done with, you know, fund the last, you know, 9-10 months of the fiscal year, and then just move on. Because as you're right, I mean, next year as an election year, that's usually when Congress grinds to a halt, because everyone's eyes are on what's happening, you know, out in the field. So I think they'd like to get it done, whether or not they'll be able to, whether or not, I mean, they still have a lot of agencies to fund, whether or not they can do that by the middle of next month, that's sort of another question altogether.